We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, so here we are, guys, at the draft with the 15th overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts. They actually go edge rush, but not the edge rusher that we were expecting. But the Indianapolis Colts, regardless, take defensive end out of UCLA, Laiatu Latu. And Derek, I think to the chagrin of a lot of fans were not necessarily happy when this pick initially happened. I know we saw a lot of people in our chat who weren't necessarily the happiest campers. But regardless, when you kind of dive into some of the tape for Latu, I mean, the first thing before you dive into the tape, you obviously have to talk about the injury. You know, was it a serious injury? Was medically retired at one point? But I think, Derek, we have a certain idea or a certain amount of information that we think or kind of what we feel about the injury. But I do feel like when, you know, thinking about the Indianapolis Colts, they've obviously done a ton of research into this guy. And I'm sure we'll get into some of the stats as him as a player when he's on the field. But I wanted to address that first because I think people are like, oh, this guy's going to retire in a couple of years. And I'm just kind of like, why would the Colts take a risk like this on a guy if they didn't feel 100% confident, especially at pick 15? They didn't feel 100% confident in this guy and his injury history that it's not going to be a problem moving forward. And obviously, we'll jump into the stats here. But what was your initial reaction to the Laiatu Latu pick?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely something. You and I were sitting here and we were thinking Dallas Turner there at 15 because that's what everybody kept saying. Dallas Turner, because he made the most sense. But I just assumed that Latu was just going to be gone by the time we got to 15 because that's when most mocks had him as like that 12, 13, 14 area. So I never really even thought much into Latu because you're right. The majority of people looked at him and said, you know, that injury history is a little bit of a concern. But I mean, I kind of point to, I mentioned this to you off camera, that Jalen Phillips had that same issue going out of it. But then when Jalen Phillips got in the league, other than this year, he's been really healthy for the majority of the time. So again, whatever you want to say about the injury history, if the Colts did not deem that it was okay to make this kind of move, I highly doubt that they would have actually done it if they really thought that there was in any way that his medicals was going to be a problem moving forward. And then, like you said, when we get into these stats here and the tape, everyone after this pick was saying the exact same thing, that Latu had the best film, the best metrics, the best numbers and everything to go with any defensive player in this entire draft, not just overall of defensive ends, best defensive player overall in the entirety of the draft. So, I mean, to look at it and say, I think most people probably just didn't like the pick due to the fact that it was mainly just edge. I think that's the big thing. Everyone talking corners, everyone talking weapons. We didn't talk much about edge over the last few weeks because that seemed like more of an afterthought, because we didn't really think that was actually what was going to happen. But you and I talked about it from the get-go at the start of the offseason that, you know, that could be a dark horse position for them to take early. And that's what they did with Latu here.
Yeah, and again, I mean, you dive into some of the metrics here, Derek. I mean, you talked about it. Everybody who is credible, who has watched film, who is not a fan, who is not reacting, are saying the same thing. They're saying Latu, like you said, the best player from this film of this entire draft on the defensive side of things, right? I mean, this dude, talk about productive. When he was on the field the last couple of years for UCLA, Derek, he has been that. I mean, and even more. I mean, he has been by far the best edge rusher, the best guy getting after the quarterback by a pretty wide margin, I would say. You know, Latu, looking at this, 27 sacks since 2022. That's the most in college football in those last 2 years for edge rushers in 2023. He was the number one graded defensive player by PFF as well. He had last year 62 total pressures, which was third in college football. 26.2 pass rush win percentage, also really high, second in terms of the college football ranks, and then 15 sacks. And so, Derek, and to pair along with that, he's a very athletic guy. 9.37 RAS score, the fifth highest amongst edge guys in this draft. And so I think when you pair all those things together, you say Latu's got the production, you know, to be at a high level, to get after the quarterback. And what did we say, Derek, was the biggest issue with this team last year, one of the biggest issues, and it's been over the last number of years, it's been consistent pressure. Well, Latu, when he's on the field, he is consistently getting after the quarterback. And I understand, like, Dallas Turner would have been the flashier pick here. Like, I totally understand that. But I think strictly from where Indianapolis is lacking on their defensive line, because we know they've got guys like Kwity Paye and some of these other guys that are really good run defenders, right? We know that they're really good run defenders, but where they lack, especially Kwity, was the pass rush percentage. I mean, the Colts broke the franchise record in sacks a year ago, Derek, but when you dive a little deeper, and we did, and you look at things like the pass rush win percentage and things like that, it is very low. It's near the bottom of the league. And so definitely when you're talking about a dark horse position, I mean, we talked about it, how that would make a lot of sense for the Indianapolis Colts to go and get a guy. We didn't think Latu because, you know, just that injury stuff, sometimes that kind of scares you away a little bit. But obviously, like I mentioned at the top, if the Indianapolis Colts weren't 100% confident that Latu is good to go and he will not be an issue moving forward, there is no way, because they've done this before. They did it with Montez Sweat back in 2019. They medically, like, kicked him off of their draft board, right? They flagged him. And so I think if it was a concern, as big of a concern as some people are thinking, and some people think they're Twitter doctors, right? They think they know what a player's going through and all this stuff. I understand the concerns in the past, but I think if the Colts did their homework on him, which they definitely did, because, Derek, how much time do they spend truly in that draft room watching these guys, seeking out the medicals and stuff like that? And it's like, if the Colts didn't feel 100% confident in that, there was no way they'd make this pick. And so the fact that they feel confident in that, he's going to be healthy moving forward, and the fact that you look at his production and you're like, you can't argue against the production, there's no doubt. If that wasn't a concern, Derek, I truly believe that he would have gone a lot earlier in this draft. I think maybe for some teams, they're like, I don't know. You know, but I truly believe that when he's on the field, and he has been on the field the last couple of years, it's not like he's missed a ton of time, like, in the last year or two. You know, like, he's been on the field, and when he has been, he has been extremely effective. And so I know this isn't a pick, Derek, that a lot of people love initially, but I think when you look at this need for the Indianapolis Colts, we talked about it, it is such a massive need. And again, we wondered about when the Indianapolis Colts, it was rumored, right, or not even rumored, it was confirmed by Stephen Holder, the Colts offered Danielle Hunter over $50 million, right? We knew that they had, in some sense, knowledge that they needed to get better at getting after the quarterback. Yeah. And now you give Charlie Partridge, the new defensive line coach, you get him a legit stud on the edge. Yeah. I mean, you talk about that. That is just exactly what you needed. And Derek, you know, it feels like you have a lot of guys that are kind of like 1Bs or 2s, you know, when it comes to getting after the quarterback. You have some guys, some young guys that could get after the quarterback, but not effectively and not consistently. But he has the potential, Latu does, to be one of the best pass rushers in the league. Like, he really does. His college production really matches. Right? He's only 23 years old, I believe, so he's still a pretty young player as well. So I truly believe that this makes a lot of sense for Indianapolis, even if people don't necessarily love the pick at first. I personally love it. The more I look at it and the more I hear people who watch tape and study these players, and if they're saying Latu is the best player in this draft, I'm going to believe them, right? Yeah. I'm not going to believe what other people who haven't watched any film are saying. You know, I'm going to believe the people who have watched Lot 2 over the last couple of years and say Indianapolis got a dog here. They got a legit pass rusher and definitely the best pass rusher in this class.
Oh, yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
100%. I mean, the production that you're seeing from Latu is something over the last couple years when Indy has had a few of these edge guys get selected. Sometimes the numbers or the medicals didn't match up. I mean, Dio Dangbo had all the traits in the world, but then the injury happened and it took a while for him to get back. But he never actually fully had like a consistency factor to him. Kwity Paye was by all means a raw prospect at the edge position, even when you drafted him at 19. So Latu coming in here, yes, the injury thing happened, but as far as like the production matching where you drafted him at, that he was the most productive guy in that position of all. I mean, again, I re-emphasize this, guys. He was classified as having the best tape and overall production combining with any defensive player in this draft. And this is why he was the first defensive player taken in this draft. So you're right. With Charlie Partridge coming in, it's going to make it – there's going to be questions this offseason and next offseason about – what is Indy going to do with that defensive line? Because now to have Latu, you didn't just take him at 15 to have him sit or to not be a starter at some point very soon. So it is definitely going to be interesting to see what they do with that. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But no doubt that it is a shocking pick because not a lot of people talked about Latu coming to Indy. But you're right. It's going to be one of those things that give it a few days. Give the suspense of this some time to go away. And then when you start to look more and more at what he can become, then he 100%, I think more people will start to come around and see, oh, this guy actually has a lot more to him than what we originally thought. I mean, if this guy is getting comped as a Trey Hendrickson or a TJ Watt, that is impressive. That's very good company. So if he even turns out to be even remotely close to those guys, you have your number one edge for the future. So I'm still in shock over this pick, but I certainly don't hate this pick. And I can't wait to actually read a little more into Latu and see what we got.
Yeah, and absolutely. When you talk about, we talked about it already, but just, I think this is a guy that Derek immediately comes in, and I think it's a day one starter. I think he's a guy that can come in to this system and can get after the quarterback, and I legitimately can be one of the best defensive players coming out of this draft. I really do believe that. And so, you know, just adding some more juice to this already defensive line that has some good pieces, right? This isn't a completely, the cupboard's not bare on this defensive line, right? You've invested a lot into this position. But Derek, I keep going back to Chris Ballard. One of his main philosophies is building in the trenches, right? That's been one of his biggest things. But Derek, I feel like you haven't had, and this is why I the more I think about this pick, I think the better I feel about it, is because I truly believe that he is just a uniquely different type of player than what you currently had in your defensive end group. So that's kind of how I feel about the Latu pick. I know definitely we were expecting Dallas Turner, so it was a little bit of shock when we heard it. But as we dive in a little bit more, kind of take a step back, take the emotions out of it a little bit. Latu, if he can stay healthy and if that is not a concern, And the Colts obviously have done their work on him. I do think it is a dang good pick for the Colts and could pay a ton of dividends in the future because there is a lot of question marks at defensive end, like you mentioned, moving forward. And even then, some of those guys, even though, you know, they had 8 sacks last year, right, Dio and Quitty, they had near 10 sacks. It wasn't consistent. And yes. So, I mean, now you add another guy into the mix there. And, Derek, it's been a position that you've swung and missed on a lot. And this is a premium position. This is a position that you need to hit on, and you need to find guys that can take over games. Latu did that at his time in UCLA multiple times, and I think he has a chance here with Indianapolis from day one to make an instant impact.
Absolutely.
So, guys, let me know your thoughts on the Latu pick for the Indianapolis Colts here at 15. I know a lot of people are not going to initially like this pick, but I would say before you respond out of emotion, take a step back, look at some of the stats for Latu. Obviously, trust the Colts here when it comes to this pick. They did their homework on this, and obviously they felt comfortable enough with him. And this isn't a team that will, you know, take a risk on everybody. So I think that definitely makes me feel a lot better. Like, that medical is not as concerning as some people maybe think it is. Yeah. But, guys, let us know your thoughts here in the comments down below. But Indianapolis Colts, with their first pick, 15th overall, they take an edge rusher. And you know my feelings, Derek. I love getting an edge rusher. I love getting more pass rush. And I think this will definitely do wonders for your defense. If he can hit his full potential and he can be on the field, I really believe it will.
Absolutely.
So, guys, let us know your thoughts. That'll do it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.